Senator Kennedy will be the new president of the United States. Vice President Nixon admitted defeat about 40 minutes ago.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
As you can tell from the reaction, that's Mrs. Kennedy coming in. For the ladies in the audience, she's wearing a pink outfit trimmed in black, wool of some type.
Nobody wonders what Lyndon and I wear. 2 years ago, I said that, introduced myself in Paris by saying that I was the man who had accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. I'm getting that same sensation as I travel around Texas.
Don't forget, President Kennedy's speech today has been billed as a major address. KLIF News, of course, will be bringing you excerpts of that speech throughout the afternoon, okay?
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Stimmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
Hello, London. This is Leonard Parkin calling Radio Newsreel from Washington. President Kennedy and Governor John Connolly of Texas were shot today from an ambush as President Kennedy's motorcade left the center of Dallas where the president was on a speaking tour. Mrs. Kennedy, first reports say, jumped up and grabbed her husband and cried, "Oh no," and the motorcade sped on. From then, all was confusion. The police immediately fanned out over a wide area through the streets. People screamed and lay down on the ground as shots were heard. An Associated Press photographer, it's reported, a man called Altgens, said he saw blood on the president's head. There was absolute pandemonium around the scene. The Secret Service men, who always accompany the president, waved the motorcade on at top speed to the hospital. But even at high speed, it took nearly 5 minutes to get the car to the ambulance entrance there. Reporters saw President Kennedy lying flat on his face on the seat of his car. Men and women were screaming. This is all we have here in Washington at this moment, and for the moment I return you to Radio Newsreel in London.
The extent of the injuries to Governor Connolly is a closely shrouded secret at the moment.
President Kennedy is dead, Gordon. This is official
word. The president is dead. The president, ladies and gentlemen, is dead. At Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
As he was waving back, he was the shot rang out and he slumped down in the seat and his wife reached up toward him and as he was slumping down and the second shot went off and it just knocked him down from the seat.
Two shots.
Did you see the man who did this?
No, sir, I did not see the man who did it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have heard, as we have, of the terrible tragedy, the death of President Kennedy. And the audience here is standing at this moment as a gesture of sympathy for the American nation. In view of this shattering news, we are not continuing with any questions tonight.
After the next program, Britain at 50, at 11 o'clock, there'll be a special program on the death of President Kennedy.
A young man rode with his head held under the Texas sun, and no one guessed that a man so blessed would perish by the gun.
The man charged with the assassination of President Kennedy has been shot. Lee Harvey Oswald, the 24-year-old accused man, was being taken through a crowd in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters when a man in a brown suit and black hat pushed a pistol into his stomach and fired at point-blank range.
This charming, complicated, subtle, and greatly intelligent man, whom the Western world was proud to call its leader, appeared for a split second in the telescopic sight of a maniac's rifle, and he was snuffed out. In that moment, all the decent grief of a nation was taunted and outraged. So that along with the sorrow, there is a desperate and howling note across the land.